guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. And wow, was it an episode.
It was definitely interesting.
Oh my god.
I don't have a lot of notes, but I have a lot
either.
Of thoughts.
Yeah, same. So before we get started, we're on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network. Tons of awesome shows. They have a challenge one.
It's called Challenged.
And I only bring this up specifically because the challenge starts in February.
Yes, it's very close. So
we're very excited to listen.
If you are a person who loves the challenge as much as we do, get ready
for that.
Listen
to this.
Yes.
Yeah.
They go back through previous seasons. Right now they're covering a previous season, but they do cover new seasons.
The new
as
season
well.
Is coming.
Great reason to start listening to that.
Also, we're going to plug ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
So, please subscribe to our podcast. Please leave us a review.
I love reading
the reviews.
We want some good reviews. Even if you have constructive criticism, we'll
take it.
Rate
it a 5 and put your constructive criticism. We'll read it.
Yes.
We recently took the constructive criticism of
about
that
our
three
mic. Yep.
We got.
We have learned from our mic. One of them wasn't working,
yeah.
So we have swapped that out. We are just using one mic from now on,
yep.
So... we want it all. Good, bad, and maybe not the other.
Maybe rate us well, but then leave the review horrible.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yeah,
we'll take five stars.
Exactly.
Also, follow us on Instagram, Vanderpasta, and join our Facebook group. It's called It's About the Pasta, Vanderpump Rules Podcast.
Great discussions.
So fun. This guy, Chris, who's our star, our shining star.
Yes, he leads all, he knows everything.
Yeah, he knows more than we do, and I don't know how that's possible.
I think, Chris, you have a Google alert. That's my assumption.
Chris, we need to bring you on.
Yeah.
Start sending us information, and we'll have like a Chris segment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he does it already. It's all in
our Facebook group,
so go check it out, because great things that Chris has brought to our door.
Yeah, fantastic.
We can't even cover it all in this podcast.
He's great.
So you want to join the Facebook
the
group.
Discussion.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to mix it up?
I am.
So, it was my turn, and because I'm an accountant, we had to close the books this week.
Alicia's had a stressful week.
I literally have not thought about this until yesterday.
And we're both sick,
ate.
So
oh,
it's
yeah.
been a week.
So sorry.
So we threw it back to season one.
No, this was season 3.
No, I don't think it was.
Yeah. Yes.
Was it?
Yeah, it was later. Stassi did not work at Sir anymore when she did
oh,
that.
You're right.
It was 3 or 4. It was definitely, I think, when...
Right. Was it after she came back from New York?
I think it was right before.
Okay.
But I bought a Pinot Grigio for Stassi's famous line, I don't know what I've done to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio.
We'll always take a Pinot Grigio.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks to our mother, Stassi.
Oh, I love good Pinot.
Love good white wine. If you guys want to send us wine, we'll take it.
Oh my god, I take any kind of wine?
Just kidding.
Just white.
We'll take anything. I'll take any alcohol at this point, the way this week's been going.
God, I should have just done vodka on the rocks.
Honestly, the water, the purest water there is. But anyways, let's jump into it.
Let's do it.
It's Miami, baby!
Wait, previously?
Oh man,
I know, you always
get too excited.
But I need to know where we, if it helps. They're getting ready for Miami,
yes,
baby.
Leave off, they're getting ready.
And then we relive the Sheena and Dana don't like each other. Carter and Kristen are in shambles.
Who knows where they're at? Nobody.
But Tom Sandoval versus Stassi. We have the iconic fight.
Now we get the aftershocks, the ripples afterwards.
And man.
What are they
getting? I got opinions.
I do.
So, let's open up.
We're Miami, baby! Packing for it.
We're
Miami,
packing for it. Wait, really quick. Can we... Jax is mowing the lawn with that face mask. He looks like Jason.
It was terrifying. No, I was thinking... wait.
Jason from... Wasn't that the guy
is that
from
the hockey
scary
mask?
Movie? I think
yeah.
so.
Okay, I was going to say
that.
I don't know the guy's name.
Movies.
Me neither. But I don't know the name, but it was like the hockey mask.
Yeah.
With the holes all around it. Like, yeah. I know, yeah.
Yeah.
And terrifying. Because he was just like standing there in the front lawn, too. I think it was the front.
I think it was the back.
Oh, was it? Yeah, either way, just Brittany being like, whoa.
Stop. I mean, Brittany's like, oh my god, you're so scary. I would have been like,
get
I'm
the
locking
fuck
the
out
door.
Of here. Yeah. I would have been like, I've already called 911. I don't know.
Yeah, that's really the only, like, packing thing that I cared about. I mean, we had Sheena on the phone with Danica.
Sheena's packing 12 bathing suits is what she
but
said.
Her ass got fat.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, 12? Okay, thanks, Sheena.
And then Stassi and Bo are making sure they can give their dogs treats.
Yep. They're plugging that promotion for their Instagram. The Furbo dog fans. Yes,
they're fantastic.
We also have a mention about how Jackson Sandoval lived in Miami together in 2003.
With the glory days.
A nice flashback picture. I enjoyed that.
With that dude.
Yeah.
I can't. I literally wrote down, remember that dude? There was the dude that, like, kind of maybe had a thing with Jax.
Yep.
Tom and Jax lived in his house.
I think it's true because later in the episode, they mention while they're on the booze cruise.
They mention
that they had a twin bed together.
Yes.
And I'm thinking there's no way they shared a twin bed because I didn't even want to share a twin bed with my friends in like when I was 11.
I agree.
And it was so hard to fit two tiny girls in that bed. That, like, how do you fit two dudes in there?
Two grown men.
So it's like, you obviously both either had to have a schedule where you had to hook up with people and spend the night out, or
you
there was something else happening in that apartment. So I think you're on the right track.
I speculate. I think Jax used to hook up with guys, and it's okay. I just wish he would admit it.
Yeah, and I understand that you don't admit it, but, like, how about then don't, like, kind of bring up these topics?
Yeah.
If you don't want to, like, talk about it at all, then don't say we used to share a twin bed, because that's obviously not true.
If he could hear us now, he would block us on everything.
I would love to be blocked by Jax. I think it'd be quite the honor. I might just create a Twitter just so I can, or reuse my Twitter so then I can
just get blocked.
Yeah. Anyways, we also have Kristen moving into her house. Carter's, in quotes, I'm going to say gone, because that's a big question mark.
Yeah. She's moving in by herself into her freaking cute house. So
I love
cute.
It.
She's a fucking homeowner.
Oh,
that's
hell yeah.
She
is winning at life.
Yes.
And I was like, are you?
Ariana comes to help.
I thought that was so weird.
Why are these two even pretending to be friendly?
Because the thing is, like, they're definitely... Ariana's never hated her. Like, let's be honest. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure she's been like, can you please stop sending your mail to my apartment? Yeah. But I don't think Ariana's ever hated her. Obviously, Kristen has hated Ariana. But it's like, you two aren't meant to be, like, the friends within this group. But nobody else probably wants to come to
Kristen. Yeah. So, Kristen has a box labeled Carter.
So, Carter important.
Full of their sex toys.
What the fuck?
So fucking weird. And they had sex that morning.
Which, the way Kristen says it, is it's so odd.
Yeah, we had sex at
But something. She was like, it was basically like, Ariana asked her, she said no, she lied to her. And then she was like, I mean, like, okay, yeah, we had sex this morning. And Ariana was just like, what? Like,
without your sex toys?
You, why?
Ugh, you guys know I hate the storyline.
I'm over it because... Carter's not really even in the show to bring any drama around it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think, I understand why he wasn't at Miami and stuff like that, but him being there would have been great since this episode was split up.
Yeah.
Could have been some great...
Or James Kennedy?
Yeah.
I'm so mad. Give me James. I don't care about old Jax. I don't care about Tom Sandoval. And, I mean, like, I care about the sassy thing a little bit. But if James was there...
Well, he would never have been invited, but they're not even showing him on, like, his own storyline yet.
No, I care about James.
We literally got to remember that flashback. The best part we've seen this entire season is that little flashback of him going out with...
No, he recorded with Lala.
No. It wasn't a real thing, but it was him going out with Sandoval and then the comic book version. that was entertaining. But anyways.
So, Kristen's living in two separate worlds. The world where her and Carter broke up with her friends, and then the world where... Her and Carter had sex that morning, so...
But I don't even think Kristen lives in either of those worlds. Like, I think she pretends neither of them exist.
And she's just living and all these things just happen to her. And she doesn't know why.
It's like a bathroom that, like, you know, like a Jack and Jill bathroom, how it touches two bedrooms?
Yeah.
It's like her friends live in this bedroom and Carter lives
in
this bedroom.
And
she's just in the bathroom like, I don't know what to do. Do I go in that way and pretend I'm not with Carter? Or do I go in that way and have sex with Carter?
She's in the shower.
Yeah.
She's just like, forever.
That's literally, she's just in her own world, always. And it is especially, like, noticeable in this moment because it's like... Yeah, she's definitely hooking up with Carter, but then she also is, like, doing the poor me stint with her friends and isn't telling either of them the opposite. I'm over it.
Whatever.
Though. Let's move on.
So, Stassi and Sandoval haven't talked, and they're about to hang out in Miami.
Yep.
Stassi says, I'm not apologizing. It's my party.
Which, okay, I...
Whoa.
I kind of am alright with it because
I'm okay.
She's true. Like, you were hosting a party. You chose not to get involved. He chose not to get involved.
Yeah, and Bo says something later that's like, those were Stassi's customers. They weren't there for Tom Tom. They would have gone anywhere to see Stassi.
Which I'm curious what everybody else would think. So I kind of want to do a poll on like Instagram and Facebook to see what other people think. Like, if they agree.
Who's right?
When they were discussing that, which we can discuss like more in depth later. But like, I was wondering, like, that is kind of an interesting question. Whose were they? And I personally think Stassi.
I think they were Stassi's. If Stassi told me she was going to TGI Fridays, like she said, I would have been at TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
If I lived in LA.
Yeah.
And I was going to pay for this thing. If she goes, I'm going to be at Walmart, I would go to Walmart.
Especially she says, because you didn't hire her to bring people in. She, in a sense, went to you to host her event. It's her event.
Yeah.
You're just hosting it.
Yeah. So, in sense, those people were there for Stassi.
Yeah.
They weren't there. They can go to Tom Tom on their own, but they were there specifically
for Stassi.
They were at the Barnes & Noble in the Grove, waited for a wristband.
I want my wristband.
To go see Stassi. They didn't give a fuck about Tom or Tom.
No, I agree. But Kristen says, everybody, I think, agrees across the board that Tom's texts were way too aggressive. They're like, I'm going to kick you out of Tom Tom. Who do you think you are? And Ariana even says, like, yeah, those were aggressive, but Ariana reiterates, and this is the problem I have with when Tom, like, talks about this, is they're always like, I'm the owner, as if he's the only owner. Like, as if Stassi only talked to, like, the busboy to be like, can I host my party here? And that's it.
Yeah, I think he's being super entitled about absolutely nothing.
I agree.
And like, he owns 5%. Like,
yeah. And it's not like he's a majority owner. Like, it's not like everybody else owns 1%
each. And she cleared it with Lisa and Tom Schwartz.
And Tom Schwartz even spoke with Sandoval.
With Sandoval. Like, she shouldn't have to go to every single owner.
Yeah.
Like, I work for a company right now. It's a protein bar company. And there's the president and, like, the owner. And we only, like, go to the president about shit.
Yeah.
Like, we don't talk to the owner.
Yeah.
So, in retrospect, honestly, I think Stassi should have only had to go to, like, Max. Because technically, owners don't get involved. Like, I think Lisa's really only that involved because it's a show.
Well, she has a personal relationship with Lisa. So, it's like, that's why she went to that owner. But, like, yeah, if she went to TGI Friday, she would go to the manager. And guess what? Max was clued in about this. So, it's like, Tom Sandoval's ego is just shot at this point, but he can't say that.
I think he wanted to be the one that he just wants his like fingers and everything.
He wants to be in control. He wants to know
what's happening. And then when it's a success, he wants to be like, oh my God, look what I've done.
But he also wants you to ask him and kiss the ring and be like, can I please host an event at your bar?
Oh my God, you own a bar.
Yeah.
He's like Jax with like, I'm getting married.
Yes.
I own a bar.
I'm the owner. And it's like, I am one of the owners.
Fucking fantastic.
But anyways, so I understand why Ariana's sticking up for him, so I think it's fine.
Well,
I think they're wrong.
This goes on the whole fucking episode,
yeah, so
we'll
come
have
back
more
to
opinions.
It.
So Max is meeting with Lisa.
Wait, the best is Tom Tom's on fire.
I said, a plant catches fire, and Vanessa couldn't do anything about it, but then she's the one that's like, what would you guys do without me? Because she was just like, oh my God, a fire! And then some other dude brought water, and I was
just like, oh my God. Well, the funny thing is on Real Housewives of Orange County, in the like finale episode, they always have, like, the way Real Housewives ends is they always have a party similar to, like, how Pump has been ending. And this one girl threw a shot of tequila on the other girl's hair, whatever was on fire. And they were like, why would you do that? That would make it worse.
She lit her whole face up on fire.
I was waiting for that to happen where they would just, like, the closest thing to them was, like, vodka. And it just went up in flames.
Oh, my God. This is when I thought I was, like, another insurance fraud. Remember when Sir was on fire?
And Chris brought to our attention that Tom Tom had a car go through recently.
I think
recently.
It was Pomp. I don't know. There was a lot of debate on it.
Okay, one of the restaurants,
a car
accident.
Go through it.
Yeah. So,
man,
insurance
Lisa,
fraud,
you have
question
some
mark?
Bad luck with these restaurants.
Luck, in quotes? but anyways.
They're talking about what happened at the book signing. And Max says Stassi and Katie were screaming at Tom because of the rage text he sent.
Okay, which is so ridiculous. The way he told that.
Mine was more like, I don't think Max actually knows what's happening.
Yeah.
Because technically he's really not in this group. And I'm sure he just heard, like,
Tom
sent Stassi a rage text.
Yeah.
hears Stassi yelling, and I'm sure he was like, 2 and 2, but Lisa's like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah. She's like, he won't tell me enough, but I don't, yeah, I agree, I don't think he knows enough, but also, let's be honest, it's not like Stassi started that yelling, screaming match.
Yeah. So she can we just fill out this storyline? Like, I know they deal with it while they're in Miami.
Yeah.
What happens with Lisa?
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so Lisa FaceTimes. Talks to Max, and then they do it all at the same time, but let's go one by one. So yeah. FaceTimes, is it Stassi?
Yeah, one of let's start with Stassi.
Okay.
She FaceTimes Stassi and is like, the fuck's happening?
Tell me your side, basically.
Yeah, and Stassi basically said, he sent me this rage text. So rude. I don't understand why I had to clear it with him. No, he hasn't really apologized, and we'll talk about his...
But she also says, like, I went to you, I went to Schwartz, I cleared my bases, yeah. So I don't understand what the problem was.
And I mean, like, we can really quick talk about the apology Tom gave Stassi.
Well, let's go through the stories first, okay. And then we can discuss that.
So that's Stassi's story.
And then Tom Sandoval...
Oh my god, Stassi didn't tell me about it.
I had no idea. At 3 in the morning, these bartenders backed out. I was stressing out.
I was freaking out. This was an event with 65 people.
Yeah, I shouldn't have sent the text, but like, she should never have like brought this to our door.
Oh my god, we were so understaffed.
Like, she didn't give us enough warning.
Then Schwartz.
I feel he was so cute because you know he didn't want to tell on his Schwartz business partner.
Didn't want to throw Tom under the bus.
Nope.
But he was like, listen.
Yeah.
Tom reacted horribly.
Terribly. With the text and in person.
Yeah. And basically said like, yeah, Stassi was screaming at him. But Tom's text was, like, kind of the worst.
Yeah. Like, he deserved it.
Yeah.
Because Sandoval said, like, to Lisa, I'm pretty sure, like, that she, like, yelled at him in front of customers. Like, was trying to make it, like, the biggest ordeal.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, my God. These customers. Honestly.
She embarrassed me in front of my customers.
And I'll ask you this. If you were at a Stassi event and you saw Stassi yelling at Tom Sandoval.
I would go to the. I would sign up. I'd be like, oh my when God. Is this next event?
Oh my God. I'd be there in a heart.
I
would live for that.
Did you see those people's faces? They were like in awe, so happy.
That's what I want to see when I go to a Stassi event.
Yeah, because what's the quote that everybody always says? Like, they talked about it on Watch What Happens Live afterwards, and they played a bunch of clips about like people being like, are you seriously doing this to me? They all say a quote when they're, like, fighting and screaming at each other. And it's so funny because Stassi immediately leads with that. And so it's like, okay, this is just a classic
Vanderpump. How dare you do this to me?
How dare you?
Yeah.
They always say that.
How dare you?
Yeah, and so Stassi, like, starts with that, basically.
Oh, I live for it. So you know what? Thank you, Stassi, for yelling at Tom.
Drinks and a show? And I get to meet all these people.
10 out of 10.
When are you coming to Chicago?
Wow. Like, that was prime time.
Yeah.
So
Sandoval,
actually,
your reputation is not on the line.
The event was prime time.
That made it a success. But anyways, Lisa does say that Sandoval was wrong. And that because he's an owner, that he has to keep his cool because he owns the business. Which is so true. Like, that is a customer.
Yeah.
Like, those people aren't your customers. It's Stassi who is your customer.
Yeah, Lisa literally says Stassi was a guest.
Yeah. So it's like,
when it's your business, keeping calm under pressure is the utmost importance.
Yep. It's not your reputation. It's how you are reacting. And guess what? She should not have screamed at you in front of all those people, but it's you as an owner who should have pulled her and said, let's go outside.
Yeah, she's the guest. It doesn't look bad if this is happening to her. This looks bad that it's at your restaurant.
Yeah. Because like we said, those people were thrilled.
I was thrilled watching it. The Vanderpump, cameraman was probably like, man, Andy's going to be so happy about this.
Okay, so we got that full story. So we're go to Miami.
To Miami.
Now, peep Brittany's damn sash the entire time. She's in like sweats and this glitzy sash. And I was just like, stop.
Brittany's that girl that's like, oh my God, tomorrow's my birthday.
No, she's like, oh my God, it's my birthday month.
Tomorrow's my birthday. It's my birthday. Did you know?
It's my birthday month. It's my birthday week. It's my birthday.
If you don't know and treat her like a princess, she's going to die, basically.
I know. She's the type of person that makes me hate birthdays. Like, I hate my own birthday because I hate those people about their birthdays.
Yeah, it's my birthday month.
No. I don't even...
You get one day, and the only thing they happen to on that day is you can pick what you have for dinner.
I was going
to
say, where people show up.
Yeah.
And you can move it to a weekend, but you get one location to draw everybody there.
No one else has an opinion. That's it. So you know what, Brittany? Your wedding, that's the one birthday you get.
Yeah.
So Jack's giving everyone a tour. Old guy, this is where I was like, who is that old guy that I used to hang out with?
Because this is where he's like, I love Miami. This is where Jax was born. And
I used to be Jason Couchy. I'm Jax Taylor.
And they keep saying, it's like Jax's last hurrah. This is where he started. This is where he's ending.
Do you ever wonder who Jason Couchy was and like why Jax had to get rid of him?
I want a tell-all book from Tom Sandoval before and after Jax.
Before Jax Taylor.
You know how like...
Yeah.
Dates are because, like, people say, like, before Christ is, like, B.C.
Yeah.
So it's, like...
B.J.?
I want a B.J. book.
I just need to know, like, did Jason Couchy kill someone so then he had to become Jax Taylor? Did he commit fraud because he was so poor as a model? We can write a book on this.
Wow.
Tom Sandoval, we're giving you so much money here.
Okay, see, you don't need to be the owner of a restaurant.
You can write this tell-all book.
That's it.
So they're getting their rooms really quick.
She is
rooming with Peter.
Okay, but I love that Kristen was, like, confused by that.
Yeah, she's like... what room are you? I'm rooming alone.
And wait, the best is, no, they, like, give their numbers, and they're like, we're on the same side, and it's like, oh, evens are on left, and odds are on right, but it's like, you're four doors down from each other, so, like, yay, we have the same, we look out
hallway?
The same view, like, what?
We're in the same hallway.
We're on the same side.
And then she was like, I will not be cuddling with Peter, and I was like,
what?
You're rooming with Peter?
She was like, yeah, we're rooming up, because, it's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
And I was like...
Sheena still works at Sir, so.
Yeah, but also, doesn't Bravo pay for these trips?
Yes. So, I would assume so.
So maybe, like, Bravo fronts them the money, and Sheena's like,
Bravo picked the two poorest, Sheena and Peter, and we're like, can you guys just room together?
Dude, I didn't even see Peter this whole episode.
Oh, I did. I have opinions on Peter.
Okay, cool. Okay, anyways.
Tom and Stassi.
Tom starts, I love when people apologize, but by the end of it, I've taken it all back.
Hey, can I talk to you for a second over here?
Stassi handled it really well.
Stassi's like, sure, whatever. And he's like, listen, sorry for whatever. Yeah. Like, or sorry.
Sorry for the text that I sent. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Like, those were uncalled for.
What did he say, though, that she's like, yeah, because you were a dick?
Oh, he was like, I shouldn't have, like, reacted that way. It was, like, something about how, like, he... was really tired.
Yeah.
He was, like, explaining why he was being a dick. And she was like, I don't care why you were
like,
a dick.
She was like, yeah, because you're a dick. And then there was awkward silence. And Tom Sandoval goes, okay. So, so he apologizes. But what I wrote down is he kept saying, so sorry. Like, Stassi, I'm sorry. But, like.
Yes. When you have to say but an apology, blah, 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 it doesn't.
But, like.
Yeah.
It was but, like.
It was, like. He started off so good by saying, like, I apologize for those texts. Like, those were uncalled for.
But,
I was up at 3 in the morning and didn't have bartenders. And it's your fault because, like, it was so last minute.
We don't plan events 5 days in advance.
And she's like, well, I didn't.
I hit my stress limit. Like, I literally wrote down all these things. I know about the protocol.
Yep.
And this wasn't protocol. Also, and then she's like, well, I went to Lisa. And he's like... yeah, but, like, Lisa's not really on the ground floor. And then she's like, well, I went to Schwartz. And he goes, Schwartz doesn't really plan things.
Yes.
Which, you know what? Shade on you. Because Tom Schwartz straight up was like, I don't want to hurt, like, give my, you know, my partner a bad rep.
Yep.
And straight out, Sandoval's like,
nope.
You don't go to Schwartz. He's not a planner.
Yeah, Ariana said the same thing in, on Watch What Happens Live. She was like, you know, they have different roles. And it was like, she said it a bit nicer, but it was like, basically insinuating, we all know Schwartz can't do shit.
But Schwartz did do shit. He talked to you about it. He seemed like he got everything together.
That's why I hate this. Like, I don't understand people on reality TV shows. When you are filmed in a scene, you can't deny it later.
Here's my other thing, too. Even if Max did text him at 3 in the morning or whatever, being like, we don't have bartenders, that's when Tom Sandoval goes, well, it's too late to cancel or freak out.
Yep.
So I'm getting behind the bar.
We gotta figure it out.
And we all know Tom Sandoval loves to get behind a bar, so I don't know what the fucking... Hey, I'm dating a bartender. Let's throw her back there. She'll help me out.
Yes. Like, this is our friend. We'll make it work.
I'm so fucking... So you know what? Basically, Stassi does not get her apology that she deserves.
Yes.
And I'll just say she tells Beau about it.
Yes. Let's... Also, real quick, gotta get my St. Louis moment in there. Tom Sandoval was wearing an Estiel hat at this moment giving a shitty apology. Don't blame St. Louis. That's for St. Louis. Don't blame St. Louis. Anyways.
So, they go to their rooms. I have, like, little keynotes down about
you. Oh, me too.
Brittany and Jax has the biggest room and balcony.
This starts off with just, wow, is my one comment.
Oh my god, this is beautiful. Kristen has a huge room to herself that looks like Stassi threw up on it.
Yep.
And then Stassi walks in the room and goes, wow, it looks like I decorated this myself.
Oh my gosh.
Sandoval's wearing a mustache. And Ariana goes, I don't think anyone else is going to look like a creep tonight. Queen.
The best is that Ariana's in her wedding dress.
Yeah.
And Tom's like,
this is the one time
I'll see you in this. I love that everybody makes that comment.
Yeah, though. This is the only time. And then they say, like, I do, with the weird shot waves.
And I'm like, this is, might as well go all in. I do love their humor about it,
though. Oh, yeah, it's
funny. Take it in stride, whereas, like, other people don't take jokes about their things in stride.
If they've both agreed to it, they're both two adults in their 30s. Yeah, like, whatever.
Who knows? It's funny. They make fun of it.
They're one, like, drunk night, they might end up at City Hall. I can see that.
Well, City Hall wouldn't be open, but one drunk morning at 9 a.m.
They're in Vegas. They just go to the chapel.
Yep.
Never forget The Hill, Spencer Heidi. They pull one of those.
Oh, God.
Great.
But anyways.
This is the most covered up Lalo will ever be.
Oh,
hilarious. Yeah. Kristen forgot underwear.
Oh, God.
Schwartz wants his belly button to peek out. I don't know why that was even
so weird.
Remotely
funny. I love that, like, in a big discussion between Jax and Brittany this whole episode is that, like, Jax needs to behave. And I'm like, do you know who this guy is?
He's Jason Couchy in Miami.
This is where he died. This is, we're giving him his last legacy.
Yeah, this is where Jason Couchy died. Yeah, Bo asked Stassi about the Sandoval thing. And I just want to note here, he was so cute. He cared so much. I know.
He's, like, really good at listening to this and, like, calming her down and just being like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, trying to, like...
But he has her back.
I know. Without dismissing it, though. It's like... Lala does a good job at listening to people while giving an opinion at the same time of being like, I hear you, but let's do this, you know? And I think Bo does the same thing where he, like, really calms her down, but, like, really listens to her at the same time.
Yeah.
And but then he takes it on and, like, he nails it without, like...
Yeah, he has her back. And you know what?
Without fanning the flames, though. Like, a lot of people, like, when they have your back, just, like, let's make it find worse. Or whatever. Yeah, they're like, they suck. He's like, he shouldn't have said that.
He tamed Stassi, but still, he'll fight for her if needed. Then we talk about this Ariana drama. Oh. I didn't really get this.
I did, and I thought it was dumb that it was part of the episode, but I also am so disappointed in Ariana, because obviously this is one-sided, though.
Can you explain to me what is
so
happening?
So, they're at the airport, leaving to fly to Miami.
Yeah, and she has her book.
And they're, so you know how there's those, like, weird bookstores?
Yeah.
So, Stassi wants to go find her book, and so I don't know if this really has anything to do with it, but she was saying, like, when you go into a bookstore and you've written a book, a lot of people want to grab it and go put it at the front. Like, it's, like, a really proud moment to, like, show off your book, but, like, it may not be being promoted at that time. So it's like, oh, I'm gonna swap this book, like, this editor, like, reviewed book, like, this is the one you should be reading, and you, like, put your own in there.
Okay.
So she was saying, like, she went into the back, like, in the back of the store, not, like, where they keep all the merchandise, but she went and found her book and put it at the very front, so it was, like, being shown off.
Mm-hmm.
And was, like, really pumped, and, like, they were filming her do it.
Lala,
just, like, on her Snapchat. Yeah. Like, Stassi was like, oh my god, like, look, my book, like, what a proud moment.
Okay.
And Ariana was, like, saying, like, quietly, I think to Tom, which they overheard, is like, you know, I went into that bookstore and I didn't even see her book. She probably brought one herself just to do that.
Oh, I didn't catch that ending part.
That's what I caught, at least.
I thought it was just like, I was in that bookstore for 45 minutes and didn't see it there. And I was like, okay. Like,
that's what I thought it was.
I don't know what the problem is then, but maybe she meant
she didn't see it at the front or even in the store. But the way I took it as is that Ariana walked the store, didn't even see her book. So she thinks Stassi brought a book with her just to put it on there to be like,
yeah, that ending part went right over my head.
That's what I think.
That's something I would say where I was like, I was in there for 45 minutes and didn't even see the book. So I was like, why are they mad?
I think she's saying that she brought the book herself. Brought your own book. And like how desperate, basically. Okay, yeah. And Stassi was like, listen, this is a big deal for me. Like, I know everybody's written a book now, or like, you know, every reality TV person writes a book, but like, this is, to me, this is a big moment. Like, I'm celebrating this.
I didn't get that.
And like, if you don't want to be a part of that moment of me putting my book at the front, that's fine, but then don't be like,
don't bring it down.
Desperate.
Yeah.
So, especially when you're like on a trip with people, like, let's be honest, everybody overhears you when you're chit-chatting at lunch.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, glad that got cleared up, because I did not understand
that. That's what I think. Maybe I'm all wrong, but that's how I took it.
I like, literally was like, what is Sassy mad about? That she didn't find the book? She probably already had a copy.
We've discussed this, that, like, it doesn't seem like Ariana and Stassi are, like they were last season, and I think this fight probably has a lot to do with that.
Okay. So, there's a spiky stick up both their asses, Ariana and Tom. So now, we're going out in Miami. We're going to divide this into different parts and just get it all over with.
Yeah.
Let's start with the boys.
Yep.
The boys are in Miami, the strip club. Tom Sandoval orders all the alcohol.
Oh, yeah. I love how he gives a rundown. He is a planner, I do have to say. This trip, he nails it.
Which is great, but, like, also kind of fuck you, but, like, whatever.
No, yes, I'm just saying, please. I am a planner, too, but you know your role, so then, like, in the Stassi situation, then you have to step forward and take that. Just because Stassi didn't call you and be like, will you plan this for me, doesn't mean you don't do it.
Yeah. So he got, like, a bottle of tequila and vodka, and Jess basically cuts him off and is like, great, can't wait.
Yeah, like, I don't care what you got, let's just start drinking.
Bo tells the stripper he's dating Satan. Oh my god, he goes, so cute.
I'm dating Satan, and he's like, I need to board her right here, and he's like pushing the girl away.
Oh my
away
god,
from him.
Every time a girl comes up to him, he's like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. And then his diary or his interview where he was
like, oh my gosh,
like,
well, I think I have it. I did.
I didn't. I just wrote, he's so uncomfortable. It's so
cute.
He's
like, so, well, he's smart because it's like, obviously there's cameras. Like,
it's getting filmed.
Yes. Not like other people, which we will discuss later. But it's like, I do truly think he reflects, is probably so awkward. I think a lot of people are probably really awkward in that moment.
Yeah.
Because since it is a bachelor party, I feel like, and they're on camera, I feel like they're being, all the girls are going at them rather than, I mean, I've never been to a strip club, but there obviously are a lot of times you see where, like, in movies or TV shows where they just sit there and you watch.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of girls are going to them instead.
I've been to a strip club. Obviously, I'm not a guy, so.
They wouldn't.
I mean, and I'm straight, so, like, the girls don't really do anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never gotten, like, a stripper to dance on me.
Yeah.
And also, this was in Peoria, Illinois, where, like, there was really nothing else to do but go to the strip club. But, like, there would be businessmen, and those were the girls.
They would
go up to them.
So, it's like, you see this camera crew, you're going to go up to them.
You're going to go there because you'll probably get a pretty good
tip. So, I'm sure that's not his normal experience, though, if he ever does go.
Bo is so over it, though. He's like,
I know. I think he was like, fuck, I hope we're not.
This is where I have my Peter note. He was having so much fun.
Really?
It freaked me out. No, it was like creepy Peter again, where he's like, trying to talk to the stripper, and I was like, stop.
The long hair really doesn't help either. It just, like, it gives a visual creepiness to his, like, actions.
Yeah. And Jax won't take off his sunglasses
because
he's
dead
inside. So weird.
Chuck, best quote of the night.
Can't wait. So, Sandoval and Bo decide to have a chat. I think Bo initiated it.
Yes, he did, and I appreciate that they went outside.
Yeah.
Because my thing is, like, a lot of times, I have had these moments with friends where it's like,
I hate you.
Yeah.
The music is,
like,
bumping.
I know, but also, like, then all your friends are staring at you, like, why the fuck are you screaming at each other in front of me?
Bo's a class act, and I will never stop saying this.
Yeah.
So, Bo's basically like, listen, Tom.
I want to chat with you.
Yeah.
I loved how
you
did that.
Like, fucked my fiance. Well, they're not married. My girlfriend over-ish.
The way you said that. You fucked my fiance.
Sorry. No.
Not those two.
You fucked her over.
Yeah. Like. And.
He made so many good points in this argument. It's the same argument. Why did Sandoval freak out?
But Bo was really clear. He doesn't raise his voice. He doesn't, like, get distracted by Tom's points. Like, Bo just sets it clearly.
Yeah, it was the same argument, we all know. But Bo says she's closer with Schwartz, so she's gonna... That's why she asked Schwartz.
Yes, yeah.
She didn't deserve to be yelled at like that. And Sandoval is so horrible to Schwartz.
Yes.
I cannot... Schwartz doesn't even know how to clock in.
Yeah, he's so rude. First off, if you're an owner, you don't fucking clock in.
Second off, if I'm Schwartz and I'm watching, again, cameras, everyone, I am so pissed.
I can't wait for this reunion because I hope Schwartz speaks his mind.
No, he won't, but...
I think Katie getting involved will make Schwartz get involved, though.
I hope Katie gets involved.
But the thing is, like, Sandoval's just like, Schwartz is a yes man. Being a yes man isn't bad when it's your friend, it's 65 people, and you're a fucking bar.
You own a bar.
It's before you're even open.
Yeah. And, I was like, if Schwartz is the one that planned this whole thing, get mad at Schwartz.
Yeah.
I think Bo said that, too. Like, don't blame Stassi. She's the one
because your other owner didn't come to you. That's your protocol problem. Protocol problem is not Stassi's fault.
No.
You didn't follow your own protocol. Or you didn't create proper protocol. That is not her issue. She went to 2 out of 3 owners and said, yeah, I want to have a party. And they said, we're in. And you're just butthurt because she didn't come to you.
The minute one owner says, we're in, and if that owner owns 90% of the bar, your protocol is immediately within your UI.
Yes, like, unless Lisa said, hey, you need to go, like, talk to Schwartz and like, Sandoval to make sure it happens.
Which I highly doubt she did.
Which I highly doubt it happened. I'm sure Stassi, like, took it upon herself to go talk to one of them.
Because she's at Katie's all... She hangs out with Katie. Yes. We kind of, like we but said... Like, she's hanging out with Ariana.
No, but unless one owner says, you need to tell the other owner because I won't, like, then that's when you have to take it on yourself to go tell somebody else. But telling Schwartz means that Schwartz should have told Sandoval.
Which he did.
He did. So it's like, what protocol did Stassi fuck up? Because there's no protocol for asking somebody to host your event.
Agreed.
Besides asking.
And then Sandoval does this whole... Then I started thinking, would she ever do this for me?
That was so ridiculous.
What?
Once again... She doesn't have a bar. She asked one of the owners.
And it wasn't like she could have done this anywhere.
Yes.
It is not.
She asked you to bring, she loves you guys, to bring attention to your bar. Like, why not host it in your own family, in a sense, you know? Yeah.
And Bo says again, he's like, these were Stassi's customers.
And that's when they start fighting about the customers, which is so ridiculous.
Tom's freaking out. He's like,
they're my customers.
They're my customers.
She embarrassed me. I own the bar.
Yeah. That's what he kept saying. I own the bar. And I just wrote down, Tom actually fucking sucks.
I hate that he keeps throwing out that phrase, I own the bar, as if he owns 100%.
He owns 5.
Like, because he wants the respect of Lisa, that Lisa gets from Stassi within this, like, bar, like, because of the bar, but he doesn't understand that he's not of that level.
Well, one, respect is earned, and two, respect is when you own 90% of a bar.
Yes. Yes.
And like, he doesn't have either.
It's like, not like Stassi said to him, you can't come to my event at your own bar. That I understand. Yeah, like, I'm an owner!
That's living. But, yes. Like...
But, like, she didn't do anything wrong.
Agreed. So, nothing gets fixed. Let's leave it like that.
But I love that they, like, they kind of agree to disagree.
Oh my god, they were like, let's go drink. And like, you tell Bo is like, I'll just get through this night and go back to my beautiful girlfriend.
Yeah. But I love that Bo, like, in his interview says that he thinks Sandoval is a dick.
Yeah.
And that he never really saw the side of him, but really has changed it. And I think Sandoval's ego, I think they need, obviously the show needs a storyline, and I think they're really feeding into this one because it's kind of dumb. But... this is the first time I think Sandoval's ego and anything about him is so annoying.
This is the first fight that I actually don't agree with Sandoval. Or see his point. Like, I'm like, you're wrong. You're dead wrong.
Dead wrong.
Ugh, whatever. Let's go to the girls. Because
this one is more fun for a hot sec. It really could be reason, but...
They go out on their tacky wedding dresses.
I got this all written down.
Stassi has one-liners about all the wedding dresses, and I was living for
did
it.
Did you write them all down? I have them all.
I think. I'm not as confident.
Okay, do one, and then I'll do one.
So, Stassi's wearing an upside-down cupcake.
Ariana's just wearing a dress because we all know it's just tacky because she's never going to get married.
Lala's is tacky because she's covered up with so much fabric.
And Sheena just pulled something from her normal closet.
I'm glad we got them.
That was... Yes. I literally wish I wasn't watching it live because I've wanted to pause it. That's the one moment I was like, hold it in your brain. And I think I went through like two of them and then I was like, what were the other ones? I know what the other ones were.
I had to wait till the
commercial
to be like, okay, what happened?
Oh, that was classic.
Are you ready though? I'm going to say something and let's see if you respond correctly. Bachelor. Well, they chanted that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they were like, Bachelorette!
Bachelorette! I thought you were talking about The Bachelor, the show. And I was like, what?
No, you didn't hear the chants. That was my favorite.
I was so focused on writing that.
Bachelorette!
Oh, God.
Katie in her interview still has her crimped hair. Stop crimping your damn hair, Katie. It looks god fucking
PSA,
awful.
PSA, don't
do crimp your hair. That was so 2000s.
Well, it's too far gone now. Like, those interviews are done. You're going to keep seeing that.
Katie, I say this out of love.
This isn't like me or not me.
You look so good with any other hair that's not
crimped.
This
is constructive criticism. We're not trying to, like,
I'll still rate you a
like,
5.
Yeah.
But.
Well, we want to get you to a 10 on a 5-point
scale. Yeah.
Anyways.
So, Kristen goes down. Hilarious.
Oh, my God. That was so funny. That was the meme on Watch What Happens Live. It literally, the meme was, when you say you'll never fall for him again. Which is perfect for Kristen's whole life scenario.
Hilarious. She just, I don't even know what happened. She was walking and then just, like, I don't even know.
She's so odd. But anyways, Ariana talks to Sheena.
She doesn't understand.
Ariana's like, everybody's talking about me, but nobody's talking to me, which I've totally been in that moment.
Same.
And that sucks because it's like, fuck, what did I say in the last... Because to be honest, like, her saying that shit about Stassi at the airport is dumb and it doesn't last in a sense. And that's not why they're talking about her, but, like, you go through your last few days and you're like, fuck, what have I said? Like,
yeah, what have I done?
And what did I say to somebody else who told somebody, you know, like, I kind of always feel like you're, like, racking your brain.
I literally do that now. If I haven't heard from a friend in, like, 3 days, I'm like,
fuck, what did
oh
I
my
say
God,
about them
what did
last
I do?
Week, yeah.
And I've gotten better. I used to totally be that person that would get caught.
Ugh.
But now I'm
now
like.
Now you know your people
I haven't
don't
talked
tell.
About this person in literally years. I don't know why
but
they hate me.
Also, like, I love that she's talking to Sheena about it because, no offense, but, like, why would Sheena
I
know
down too. I was like, she's confiding in Sheena. It's because she knows Sheena loves her.
Yeah, she just needs somebody to complain to, not the reason.
Yeah, and like, Sheena's not really in that which is a WeHo
no.
group.
But I think it's dumb that she finds it unfair that everybody's mad at her about the Tom stuff because...
She picked a side.
Yes, and like, you can be in a relationship and say, I'm not getting involved. I see both points, but I don't want to talk about it. But she's actively talking about
and
it.
And I truly think that that's what Katie and... Ariana kind of should have done. The only time I'll say Katie get involved is when Sandoval brings down your husband.
Yes, yeah, yeah. When he says he doesn't even know how to clock in, that's when you're like, don't talk about my husband like that. Yeah.
He owns as much of this bar as you
do.
Yes,
yeah. But like, Ariana got real involved, and the only reason Katie started yelling whenever the real fight
because
went down.
Because Ariana got in there.
Yeah, she was in it from the beginning, before Stassi even rolled up.
So, now we go to Sir.
Yes.
Really quick. Danica, Dana, Charlie, and Brett are all working. Brett hopes he can get behind a bar.
Yeah,
I don't know what Brett's doing now.
I was like, I'd love to jump behind a bar and start training there. And I'm like, didn't you just train to become a waiter?
I don't know what Brett's point is. But so, Lisa asked Dana, you know, like, how are things going?
That's
and Dana straight up was like, Sheena doesn't really like me being
here.
She's
like, I don't really want to tell you. And Lisa's like, come on, give that up. Let's go.
For the cameras, sweetheart.
Yeah. But I love that, like, I kind of believe Lisa's response was pretty accurate, like, true. Because it is kind of crazy that Sheena's being this mean.
She literally said Sheena should not be guilty of this because Sheena has been a victim of it.
Yeah. Where it's, like, to this level. Like, I totally understand, like, not being her friend or being the best at training her, but doing all Stassi's own tricks of, like, go clean those glasses out there. Like,
she's not even an original bitch.
Yeah.
She's recycling moves.
But I did love the old flashback of old Stassi and old Sheena.
Oh, I love
Who
Stassi.
Told you to clean those glasses? Stassi?
And Lisa had that face.
Yep.
So, Lisa's like...
You gotta handle that.
Yeah. And Dana goes, I will. And Lisa believes her. I think a bad bitch.
I think so, too. And I'm really curious about what that's going to look this season. But I think Dana's going to handle it.
Yeah. So, we go back to Miami.
Yes.
Brittany.
We're at the end of the night.
All we get is Brittany's going off about people not celebrating her marriage. And I was like,
I was like, oh my God, did my TV, because I stream this. I don't have like Bravo, like I don't have DirecTV or anything.
Same.
So I was like, what did I miss? Like, did my thing glitch? Like, what happened? And because I'm usually like 2 minutes behind, and I was like, shoot, my like TV messed up. But that was beautiful.
Our queen, Stassi, comes through.
No, the editors did a beautiful job on this, is all I'm saying.
But Stassi narrated the whole thing beautifully. So they're dancing.
I'm going to take you guys back.
We're going to...
They wanted to go to another club.
Another club, because Brittany wants to keep dancing.
Yeah. We're going to go do VIP.
Oh my God, the VIP hosts are so nice.
Sparklers.
They bring out a sign that says...
Don't
do it, Brittany.
Oh, man.
And at first, Brittany loves
it. She's
into it. Hilarious. I would have laughed.
I would have been like, don't do it.
I won't do it. Yeah. If I was Brittany, honestly, I think it would be hilarious.
Especially given the scenario. Like, come on. Yeah.
In your relationship in the public. People have opinions.
Yeah, but like... If you, like, let it roll off your back, it's funnier, you'll enjoy it more, so I think she did that well.
If you really believed in your marriage, you wouldn't get so fucking mad about a sign.
Which, once we're done with this segment, like, I'll talk about what happened on Watch What Happened about this.
So, Kristen makes a comment, oh my God, that's so rude.
So tacky. Ugh.
Enough. Brittany gets
Brittany is so manipulative, like can be easily manipulated. Let's be honest.
Oh,
out of
my
all
God,
of the people on this show, she does not have a real opinion.
So now we're back at the hotel, and she's drunk, crying in her wedding dress. No one else is offended by this sign.
Everyone else is even speaking.
Everyone else thinks it's hilarious.
Ugh.
I literally wrote, literally, no one cares. But Brittany.
No, she, like, is literally talking in circles, like, that's so disrespectful. Like, I'm coming to celebrate my wedding here at this
she
club.
She thinks it was so personal.
Yeah. But, and Lala even spoke up. I love when Lala speaks up and she's like, well, like, it was Ariana. Like, my friend was there last weekend and they did the same thing. Like, I know it probably hurts now that you're thinking about it, but it wasn't about that.
Yeah, she's like, it's a standardized thing the club does. And Lala was like... Oh, this is great. Brittany's like, you would have cared. And Lala's like, no, I think it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And she even reads a tweet that's like.
Yes, I love that.
Here it is. Wait, hang on. Oh my God, it was about the blowjob. What was it?
Oh, it was basically like, how dare you like basically get down on your knees.
It's a roast. This girl is like. You get down on your knees for money, whatever she said. And Lala responds, this person
she
gives
looks
blowjobs.
Up, smiles.
I know. This person gives blowjobs and it gets her a 1999 Honda Civic. Yeah, babe. Like, Lala does not care.
Lala takes it in stride and she owns it.
Yeah, she's like, I gave a blowjob and got a car.
Yeah, remember the slides?
And now I'm getting married. So my blowjobs are fucking fantastic.
Yeah, she takes it like a compliment.
Brittany's like... I fucking still get a horrible sign.
Because the thing is, this is why how you know people can take it in stride or not is when you know it's real.
Yeah.
Because I actually do believe there's something between their Lala and her man or whatever. I'm sure there's a lot of great sex. That's a large part of it.
Yeah.
But the fact that he doesn't want to be on the show kind of tells me, like, she's not really that into him for money. Because, like, she would force him to be on the show because it helps her. He doesn't really give a shit. Like, he's slightly on this season, I'm sure, but, like, not really a cast member or anything.
And just knowing who Lala is, from what I've seen on TV, I don't actually personally know her. But
I wish.
Same. But she seems like she wouldn't be in a relationship. She knows. She knows it started mostly sex, and she got a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
And now, maybe
she has money, I'm sure, so it's like, I could pay for this shit on my own.
Yeah.
Maybe not the private
not
jets,
not the big
but...
stuff, but, like... That, Randall that Emmett's range, not crazy.
That Range Rover, she can afford that lease payment now.
Yeah. Whatever.
But, and the thing is, he has kids involved, so I don't think she would do those to that
No,
kid.
Absolutely not.
But, like, I think that Brittany takes it so to heart because she knows it's true. Like, she knows so much of this is true. She has been burned by him so much.
As we know, Randall hasn't cheated on Lala, but Jax has cheated on Brittany.
Jax cheated on every single one of his partners.
Whatever. So did you see that 18-second flashback that they did? it was like Kristen yelling at Lala, like, you totally would have cared. And then it flashed back to Lala 18 seconds earlier being like to Brittany, no, I wouldn't have cared.
No. It was, you're not validating her feelings. Oh. And it was her saying, right. I hear you and I understand how upset you are right you're now. Right. But, and yes, it was basically her validating her feelings. Yeah. It was Kristen being like, you're not listening to her. She's upset. And it's like, and Lala was like, I am listening to her. I validate that she is upset, but I'm telling her why it's going to be okay. And it wasn't personal and let's move on.
You're right. So now Kristen and Lala are going at like,
yeah. So they're screaming at each other.
Kristen's like,
which
I feel like she should be mad. And Lala's like, can you stop?
We're trying to calm her down. Yeah. She's like dry heaving right now.
Even Sheena was like, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, and she is dramatic as fuck.
Brittany's so upset that people have an opinion on her relationship. Okay. Oh my god. Here's the
thing is, this is where Watch What Happens Live comes in.
Okay.
So, Ariana Maddox and, what was her name from SNL?
Adi Bryant.
Yeah, they Bryant. Were the guests. And
I'm gonna get that so wrong. Please don't hate me.
It's okay.
It's the girl from SNL and Shrill on Hulu.
Yes.
Adi Bryant, I think.
And, they talked about this segment of the show, and Andy was like, now I feel bad because when I had them on here a few weeks ago, Jax literally looked at him and said, like, don't put up, like, on air was like, don't put up a poll about, like, whether or not we're going to make it. And Andy was like, well, I have to now. And so, like, he did. And it was like, the people, like, gave him 6 months or 6 years, 6 years. So, like, a pretty good, decent time, I'd say. Like, that's not terrible.
Yeah.
That's longer than Kim Kardashian. Yeah, that's longer than I would expect.
Yeah.
And so, Andy was like, I kind of feel bad now, like, seeing how she reacted to this. Which, first off, Andy, aren't you a producer on this? Didn't you know this all this happened?
And he's an owner. He doesn't deal with this shit.
And two, why are you feeling bad when it's, like, it's a poll? It's not like you personally said, I don't think you're going to make it.
And also, even if Andy did say that,
you're a host of a TV show. You got to keep it interesting.
Who the fuck cares? Like,
prove them wrong.
People could literally be like, Alicia, I don't think your relationship's going to make it. And I'd be like, okay. Thanks. If it does, do you have a reason for that?
Yeah.
And if the reason was,
I don't know.
If the reason was he cheated on you, I'd be like, yeah, maybe. But if the reason was like, I just don't like you guys, I'd be like, okay, well, sorry. We're going to make it.
We'll see
it
as
now.
It goes. Yeah. Bye. We take it one day at a time.
Yeah. So this was fantastic. I could not stop laughing. Brittany sucks.
And then
Jax walks in.
I loved it because he walks in. He looked actually not shit-faced, which I was shocked.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked okay.
I literally thought it must be like 6 a.m. because he was waking up.
Yeah.
And had brought them food. I love that he's like, hey. And they're like, Jax. He's like, I brought you pizza. Puts it down. They open it. It's half eaten.
It's half a pizza and chicken.
And like chicken bones. Yeah. I was like, okay, not cool.
Oh my god. Even Jax. So Brittany was like, I stick up for you tonight because someone disrespected you. And even Jax, his face
was
like, what
okay.
the fuck?
He was like, okay.
That's how your night went? Like,
literally, Jax would have been cheering it on if that
don't do it, Jax!
Well, he actually said...
Wait, yeah, okay.
Let's go back, actually, the next night.
The
next morning, yep.
So, Peter looks god-awful. This was my only other Peter note.
No,
woke up, he looked like death. I never want to wake up to someone like that. Right. If you look like Peter, do not sleep in the same bed as me.
And don't sleep next to me in the other bed. We're never sharing a room.
No, yeah.
But anyway, the main story is Jax and Brittany waking up.
He's like, babe, I couldn't even get into it. I
couldn't get into it. Cue the flashback. They are killing
I'm
going to
leave
flashback.
Brittany for one of these girls tonight.
No, he literally, I forget who he walks up to. Sunglasses still on. I got to leave Brittany for one of these girls. What?
Also, Schwartz was so awkward at this club. It had one little flashback of Schwartz just like...
No, but like, I loved all the cuts of Jax being like, I just really couldn't get into him. Him in the girl's boobs.
In a boob. I'm gonna leave... Or he's like, I love you, babe. I'm gonna leave Brittany for one of these girls tonight!
And I literally, in asterisks, and this was a Watch What Happens Live quote, is they all were like, very good editing. They literally played the entire saga back, and they were all like... Brilliant.
It was absolutely brilliant.
Like, I will personally nominate you for an Emmy, whoever edited that.
It was fantastic.
Do you get an Emmy for editing?
I don't know what you do, but you win.
Yeah.
And Stassi had no drunk passenger last night.
Very proud of her. That always comes out on trips, especially.
We love you, Sassy. Great job.
Yeah.
So now we're on a boat.
I think it was Brittany's dark passenger that happened.
Oh my god, it was the worst. Could you imagine being on that bachelorette trip and being like, I'd be so, because Sassy was even like, now we're drunk and sitting here. Because the thing is,
like, once I get home, in theory, like, you're at your home base, it's like, I just want to go lay down. And so if I just sit here and keep you crying, and then, like, Kristen's egging on your crying, I'd be like, but you can't get up and be needed.
Also, you're
like,
so drunk.
Yeah,
you're
it's like, so I'm drunk. So done. I'm drunk. I'm tired of this, but I have to be nice because it's your bachelorette. If this was a normal trip, we could all leave you.
Yeah. So we're on the boat. There's a fun dance montage.
Yep. They got an open bar, and Schwartz says they gotta abuse it. No half shots today.
Hey, Sheena, what's going on in Sur?
Ugh, this was so dumb.
But Lala.
I love Lala.
Okay, Sheena doesn't vibe with Dana, we know, because she doesn't wear a bra. And Lala's like, she sounds like me.
Yes, I literally was like.
And Sheena's like, oh. No, because you're perky and she's and like, not. And
so it's like, you don't, so Lala's like, so you don't like her boobs?
You're mad at her boobs?
Yeah.
And I was like, even Lala thinks Sheena's jealous.
Lala spits the truth always. Because
she's not the hottest at Sur. And then she's like, Sheena, I know what could help. Show a fucking nipple.
Yeah, she goes, and then in her interview, Lala's like, Sheena just misses the attention.
Mm-hmm. Attention whore.
I think she enjoys the attention of being the outsider, too, because you get Lisa's attention, like the pity attention.
You know what? I say we don't even give Sheena attention.
The guys,
on
like,
this.
Give you attention because they do kind of feel bad whenever girls are kind of bitchy, you know? Yeah, like, she used to get a lot of attention, and then you get attention, like, bitchy attention from all the girls.
We're giving Sheena attention about this. But let's
cut it.
Jack's talking to his sister about Brittany.
That was pretty cute.
He goes, I always own everything I do. And I'm like, kind of.
Like, you mean you didn't do this morning?
But, like, kind of, though. Because he was the one that was like, Kristen and I had sex. He was
Eventually, he does. He lies about it for quite a bit.
And then he makes a good point. How is everyone still here after all the horrible things Jax has done to us?
Jax has screwed every single person on that boat over.
Yeah, like,
maybe except for a sixth.
I don't think
sister.
I'd be on that boat.
I mean, there's an open bar. I would very highly likely be on that boat, but may not be on the same level as him.
True.
There's probably a bar on every level. I could be like, Jax is walking up. I gotta go.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's for the show. I think everyone kind of saw that Jax is a big moneymaker on
the show.
Okay,
but also, like, don't you have those friends that you know suck, but they're kind of fun, so it's like, okay, I'm not going to invest in your life, so, like, I'm not going to ask about your, like, wedding.
Actually, yeah, I do have
so you're friend. Like, I mean, I, like, totally will go out with you, and you are a fun time, but I am not going to invest in your life because you just kind of suck.
But they are. They're investing in his marriage.
They're not. They're going to a fun night, fun weekend.
But they're all
going to No, but they're not calling him being like, how's wedding planning going? Like, literally, think
that's
of Sandoval.
True.
He literally doesn't text him in quotes. Like, doesn't contact him, even though he does, but, like, it's not like they're, like,
right.
helping plan the wedding or being like, how's your and Brittany's relationship? You know, the real
You're
stuff.
You're right. Whatever. Fuck you, Jack. So, Kristen and Lila go to talk. Kristen's crying because
Kristen does own that she was hiding Brittany's dramatic
yeah,
behavior.
She's
which
like,
I
was really pushing buttons.
Yep.
Let's just skip through this really quick. Blah, blah, blah. Kristen texts Carter. She confides in Lala about it. Who the fuck cares?
This is the problem. I don't think Kristen understands that her saying that is what they're done with.
That they're over talking about Carter?
Yeah. Like, it's just Carter in general. Like, they're tired of the saga of it.
Yeah. She tells...
Like, just don't talk to me about
she's
it.
She's gonna see Carter Saturday. She has sex toys.
Yeah. And
oh, my. Just happened.
And I was like, I don't want to know anymore. Like, you can do all this crap to yourself, but I don't want to, like, make it a conversation.
Agreed. So, let's just move on right now.
Yeah.
Tom and Jax used to share a twin bed in Miami. We hit on it. Great.
I love that Jax was downplaying this boat thing.
Yeah, he's like, it's not
this
a
barge.
Yacht.
No, he literally keeps calling, like barge thing. And I think the producers
barge,
were confused.
Yeah.
And so they literally probably were giving him, like, looks, like, what? But without saying it to, like, interrupt the interview. And he was like, I'm just saying it wasn't a yacht. Like, I mean, I guess, like, it could be a booze cruise, but that's, like, what I did in college.
I go, you ungrateful loser.
Yes!
Jax, just, like, no one's gonna buy you a fucking yacht. No one likes you enough. They
I
bought you.
Consider that a yacht.
That's huge. Three levels of bars?
Open bar, three levels. And Tom Sandoval maybe didn't pay for it, but that planning that, like I said, I'm a planner. It seems like he's a planner. Yeah. That takes a lot of effort because you know that was, he didn't just find one and book it. Like, that scene of all, or Schwartz would have just found one and booked it, and you would have fucking gotten a barge.
Should have been on a fishing boat.
You would have had one of those little ones that you have to push with your feet.
A paddle boat.
Yeah, you would have been on that with maybe a bottle of vodka.
So just enjoy your fucking bachelor party.
That was a nice thing because he planned it for the girls and the guys. Like, yeah. That was a big deal.
Whatever. Fuck anyways. You, Jax. We know you're trash.
So. Sassy and Ariana talk.
Yeah, Sassy's like, here I think Ariana's in the wrong, but I think Stassi's kind of taking it like a step further than it needs to be.
I somewhat agree. This is again where Ariana blames Schwartz, which I'm tired of them blaming Schwartz.
Yeah, fully. let's take Schwartz out of the equation.
But they do hash out this airport drama a little bit.
Yes.
Which was just kind of dumb.
I think it's dumb. I don't think Ariana should have said anything. One. Two, though, I think this is super dumb to take out 3 days of, like...
I agree.
Upsetness.
And it's like, okay, when you're traveling, like, you're just all pissed off at each other. So it's like, you could have eaten french fries and breathed on me, and I would have been pissed.
And this is the second... like, Bowen Toms was the first. This is the second argument where I go... Nothing has been fixed.
No, it's like resolved. You all said the same exact thing that has already been said.
Yeah, like we just said our piece and it's
and
like.
And then you guys still didn't resolve anything, so it's like, all right, well, kind of, without saying we'll agree to disagree, we'll agree to disagree.
Yeah, it's, you know what? I'm kind of over it. I think it's kind of drama for drama.
This episode had a lot of dumb conversations that didn't need to be shown.
So,
but anyways.
Brittany again, she's a bride, so she can post first.
Okay, I didn't understand this logic.
I'm the bride, so because what do you not get? It's me, Brittany. Let's talk about it.
No, this logic of Brittany's because, okay, I know the Instagram like algorithm has changed, but the way it used to be is that it used to go in order of like
how you posted.
Most recent posted.
So
though.
You wanted to be the last person to post.
Yes!
But now it's just who you creep on the most
it's
on
like
Instagram.
Who you interact with. So it's like, you can't control that. Unless they posted a day later.
I think what she wanted was, everyone to post a day later so she could get all the, like, but also, like, if you're that insecure where you're like, well, I want all the lies.
Look at her marriage. She's insecure and she cried over a goddamn sign the night before.
Whatever. Are you ready, though? We're gonna go out again.
Sure.
What are you wearing? Everyone, what are you wearing? What are you
the
wearing?
The best is that they have no idea what the guys are doing, and I'm so excited to talk about next episode.
Oh my god, I'm so pumped.
But anyways, so, girls' dinner!
girls go to a restaurant.
Brittany wearing the goddamn fucking tiny tiara.
And Kara, the maid of honor, or Kara, buys all
the shots. I loved it.
Go, Kara!
I didn't recognize
Kara. I literally don't know what her name is.
I don't know because of Siesta Key. I don't, like, that's why I think it's the opposite.
I have a friend, spells it the same, named Kara.
Oh, it's like Mara and Mara. It's the same.
Moira.
Issue. And Moira. Gotta get Mara in the episode.
Rip Mara.
But anyways, I love that. I saw her in the episode, but she didn't really have any speaking roles, I'm gonna say. Except for this one. Can I get a shot for the table? I was like, there is the maid of honor. Thank God Kristen is not the maid of honor.
No, Kristen's on the phone with Carter.
What?
She gives him the code to her house.
What? The best is when they hang up, he goes, love you. Did you hear that?
No, I'm horrified.
I didn't hear it, but I saw it on the bottom. It literally just said, love you.
I was too busy going, she literally gave him the code to her house.
Which, to me, that's not a big deal because that you can change that and, like, let's be honest, he's gonna get it anyways.
To me, it's more the principle. Like, I don't think I'd give anyone really the code. Like, okay, I'm gonna talk about it through my parents' house because now I live in an apartment. But
not as weird to give somebody a key.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's like giving people, like, when I was in college, I lived in my sorority house, and we had a code to the house.
Oh, yeah, so did we.
So I gave that out to maybe 3 people outside of my sorority. So it was, like, my best friend, Caitlin, who went to a different school, but so close that she came over often. Came to my school often. My friend, Allie, who wasn't in my sorority, but came over often. It's, like, where it became a hassle to let you in. Those are the people. So, like, you're going to give it to Katie and Stassi.
Yeah.
But you don't need it to give it to either the Toms because the girls will have it.
Your ex-boyfriend.
But, like, that you giving it to him that quickly tells me he's going to come over so much that it's going to be a hassle to let him in.
Okay, so...
But Katie, anyways.
While this is happening, she Katie goes and Stassi... Or, wait, no, yeah, Katie yeah. and Stassi... or Stassi tells Katie that Schwartz was the problem, and
that that Ariana is saying Schwartz is the problem.
Ariana said it. Schwartz is the problem with the sandball.
I kind of don't like that Stassi did this because, to be honest,
it was mean girl Stassi.
Yes, and she should be saying that Tom Sandoval is saying that Schwartz is the problem.
I don't think Ariana and Katie should even really be involved.
No, because that like turning then to the next person next, you'd be like, did you really say that? Because the thing is, Ariana's going to parrot everything Tom thinks, and Katie's going to parrot everything that Schwartz thinks. So that's not fair to be like, I can't believe you're saying that Schwartz was the problem, when the reality, the issue is that Tom Sandoval is saying that Schwartz is the problem.
Yeah. But again, nothing gets solved. No. They just argue.
She just turns her and is like, how dare you?
How dare you?
And Katie? Ariana throws out, it's just not proper protocol. This protocol excuse is so dumb.
Honestly, Katie and Ariana should not even be... This should not affect their relationship.
No, but I do agree with Brittany. Brittany in her interview says, this is everything I was trying to avoid, which is true. Like, when that fight happened a week before your bachelorette, I'd be like, fuck, this is going to bring...
Yeah.
Because it is guy-girl, you know it's going to be brought right into there.
Yeah, I for once agree with Brittany where it's just like, stop.
Let's not. Because the main problem, the two people who actually are at odds are not together right now. So it should not be discussed. Also, why don't you sit these people further apart from each other?
Also, this is when mean girl Katie again comes out. No, I'm not even going to listen to you.
Yeah.
How dare... And she does that thing where she doesn't look at you, but she's talking shit on you. And yes, Ariana's
it's
like
when she was screaming into Kristen's ear episode one. Like, yeah. I'm going to scream in your ear so you can hear me.
Yeah, I just... Katie, that crimped hair sucks, and so does your problem-solving skills.
But anyways, Kristen, we need a new problem, jumps right in.
Tells everyone about Carter.
No, but they're like, what were you doing? And she's like, nothing. And then they're like, no, what were you doing?
I was on the phone with Carter. I gave him my house code so he could go get the box. Everyone, madness breaks out. They start yelling.
No, but I appreciate how they're like, why the fuck would you do that?
I agree. To an extent. I don't think this is the place.
I don't think it's about the code. I think it's, like I said, what it means. It means that he's coming over so often that you don't... It's a hassle for you to have
but
to
my, let him in. But my main thing is, like, then it... But, like, okay, we're out to dinner for Brittany's bachelorette party. Kristen says she's on the phone. Stassi and Katie say they're done. Then just be done. Be like, whatever.
Yeah, but I feel like you can't.
Don't care.
But I think, like, that's... The problem is, whenever, every time they... When Kristen says, you guys just abandoned me, like, they have to bring it up in the moment and say, this is why we don't talk to you about this, because of this moment right here. You have to call the moment out, because then it's like, you're not... Like, then Kristen can go back and say you're not being a good friend in those moments if they're like, we're not going to talk about it.
I guess. I honestly just, it really, if I'm Brittany, I'm pissed.
They're at their wit's end, let's be honest. Like, think about how much has been happening off camera since it's the reunion is when this really, truly started going down about all this Carter, Kristen stuff.
I just watched this as one of the other, like, Kara, the maid of honor, and everyone else at this table.
I know.
Where they're just staring, and they're like...
I know, but still.
You're ruining our...
You're probably 6 months into this.
And I don't think it helped that they got in a fight with Ariana right before, so now they're fired up, and Kristen comes in, and they just go in on Kristen.
But, and Kristen promised that when she moved out, that was the end of it. So, like, this is the
first
tip.
But if it's not, why do you care? Why do you even care
anymore?
Because
it's being brought to your front door.
I don't care.
Anyways, let's fight more.
The only thing that I think was noted, that should be noted, is Kristen was like, I stuck by you, Katie, when Schwartz was doing all that. And Katie...
No, she literally said when he was cheating on you, which was not true.
He did cheat.
No. But she made, like, the way she said it... Like, when he was cheating on you, not when he, like, cheat, like, once.
Yeah, it was, like, like an affair.
That's yeah, which is like, not what happened.
But then Katie's eyes switch. Like, you see, it goes from, like, pissed off Katie to, like, I'm infuriated Katie.
Because we all know the trigger for these people is bringing up
their
past mistake that your significant other did. That fuels people more than, like, because an embarrassing moment, basically. Bringing up an embarrassing moment because somebody else fucked you over is more embarrassing than, like, a dumb thing you did.
Yeah.
That just, like, daggers and tequila Katie on steroids.
Fantastic. But that's how we end the episode.
Ooh,
next time, we're still partying in Miami.
But we get The boys in elderly costumes.
And the prosthetics. Oh! They're spying on the girls. It looked like the girls were like...
Wait, that's I didn't see that.
Well, it looked like the guy showed up at the bar and the girls were like, that's the dudes. Oh. And everyone was like, really? Like, it looked like Katie was like, Tom Schwartz was like, you're not going to see me. And Katie was like, there he is. Yeah. And everyone was like, those are the dudes? Like,
oh my God, what it looked like. That.
Pride is 1 week away and... James is going to DJ in Tom Tom.
At Pride?
Yeah,
and Pride. Not be in that closet.
Oh, that poor guy. Dana talks to Max about some girl drama. I don't know who this girl is.
I know. I'm
I don't
curious.
Know if it's Sheena. I don't know
I don't think it's
else.
Sheena because I think they would have name dropped Sheena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kristen doesn't want to be Stassi's friend anymore.
Which is interesting that Kristen is the one saying it.
Yeah, she's exhausted.
And to be honest, that tells me that Kristen, like, Stassi is, like, trying her hardest to be a good friend.
Agreed. So we'll see.
But, man.
So, Facebook. This is why you should join our Facebook group, because...
Get your opinions in.
Yeah, we ask for your opinions every week.
We have loads of opinions. Only... An hour long of opinions. We need yours, too.
The only opinion we got was from Chris. I don't know where our girl Mary Kate was at.
It's okay. Off week.
Shout out Mary Kate.
Mary
but like,
Kate, where were you?
Chris said, my opinions of the cast seem to change every episode.
I agree.
Jax is still a dumpster person.
Obviously. 100%. And not even like a dumpster fire. Just like straight up dumpster waiting for the trash truck to come.
I think Max has been edited out. He had no confessionals. Max
I
was
didn't
there.
Even realize it this episode. I don't think it happened this quick for this episode.
But I don't know. So for those of you who don't know, Max had these really racist tweets back in the day. And
you looked them up. They were like from a while ago.
They're from
right?
a while ago, but like still.
Not that it does make it any better, but all
be
I said
basically
is that he has grown from most people grow from it. So
yeah, but if you know you're going to be famous, you delete those.
Yeah, we
as soon as Bravo writes up that contract.
Yeah, we were discussing that off mic. Like, why are all these famous people dumb?
Yeah. So, basically, I'm not going to read any of the tweets, but Max basically hated people who weren't white. I don't know how he feels now.
Yes.
Because the whole cast of Vanderpump is white, so I don't really know. But, yeah, Max was racist.
I haven't seen him speak out on it. Yet, but
same.
I also don't follow him on social media and don't, I haven't looked it up yet.
I don't
Chris
know.
Chris showed it to us, I believe.
Yeah.
I think he put it on the Facebook group. Another reason to join the Facebook group.
Chris
all the breaking
is great.
News.
I don't know.
I don't think he was edited out of this episode. Because
I don't think any of the new people were really in this episode because we didn't get Dana or Charlie or Brett
or
Matt.
I think it was so focused on the trip that adding in any interviews just took up too much time.
Yeah.
Like, they got their little snippets to be like they're still a part of the show and like be like back at, they always do a back at ceremony,
yeah.
You know, for
I
every
guess.
Trip. But they never do confessionals because if you think about it, I think when they all went to, I guess, Hawaii and like, James wasn't invited, I don't think he had a confessional just to be like, I'm really sad I'm not there, but that was, like, part of the storyline.
I guess. I don't know.
Like, there was no true storyline from the newbies this episode.
We will see.
Yeah.
Chris also posted something that said Tom Schwartz decked out their master bedroom for Katie's birthday.
Which
super
was
cute.
So cute. Schwartz is really sweet in their relationship.
Super cute. I've grown to love them.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris, for all the info.
We love you. Honorary.
This is Chris's Corner. Thank you. Oh, my God. We have to start that.
All right, Chris. Because
Chris,
you are...
all the info you post for the week, we're going to make it Chris's Corner.
Yep, Chris's Corner.
So, are you ready for... We have no new iTunes reviews,
no,
which I'm sad
which
about.
Is why we need some. Give
I
us
really
something to talk about.
I'm checking.
We
want to
make this...
In case
we
want to
make this podcast so long that it fills your entire work day. Just kidding.
No new reviews. So I guess it's accepted and blocked.
Oh, this is tough.
This is hard because it's all the old
cast. I was about to say, it really cut it down because I can't blame Charlie for not eating pasta anymore.
Do you want to go first? Do you want to do accepted first or black?
I think I want to do accepted.
Okay, go.
I think I really want to accept Lala because...
You picked mine!
Oh, sorry!
We'll discuss it together,
then. I think, like, I kind of do it on the fly after our discussion. Like, yeah. I have somebody in mind usually when I come into this, but... I like to, like, think through about who Same. Really stands out.
So let's just discuss Lala together, why we love her.
I love her for the way she handled Brittany and Kristen.
Yes. And the way she even showed that she gets hate and she doesn't care.
Yeah, she's just always been, she always in this show has been really honest, but she kind of was bitchy honest in the past, but she's being honest and kind. And this trip had to be so hard. It was not mentioned, like, her sobriety doesn't have to be keep being mentioned.
Yeah, oh my god,
but
I forgot.
If you think about the way she handled both of those moments, she was the sober person with really fucked up people, which is never fun. And it probably was really tempting in that trip because she was the only sober person. Like, yeah. I'm sure Randall is sober with her mostly. Like, they have their moments
but
and they're
he wasn't
sober.
There, yeah.
But, like, she didn't have a sober buddy in a sense, which can be very difficult. And then whenever you have these very heightened emotions when you're so drunk, that's really hard to handle. So I think she handled Brittany so well. Kristen and I, when they were drunk, not so well. But sometimes you do have to just scream at that person and be like, shut the fuck up.
But the next day, she was like, she forgave her. It was really easy. 10 out of 10, Lala, we love you.
She crushed it. I think she's going to be, by the end of the season, I hope she's like my overall.
My favorite, yeah.
My overall accepted. And I hope she starts following me on Instagram.
We can wish.
You do block.
Who would you block?
This one was tough.
I think I have one, but
no,
you go.
No,
you go.
I'm struggling because I don't want it to be Sandoval because I'm so over it and I don't want to give him attention for it. But I honestly want to block Ariana, and usually I don't because she...
Oh my
is,
god.
She's like... Lala obviously has this like golden... Like, she's just in the gold version of this, but like Ariana's usually very level-headed. But I just don't like the mean girlness I'm getting from her right now. I feel like she usually rises above, and I feel like she's really being swept up into the Tom Sandoval tornado of it, of like what the issue is.
Uh-huh.
And usually she does take a step back, and she can defend him really well with also being like, I understand like why you're upset.
Yeah.
And she's usually the way Lala like is in like conversations that she was this episode.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see any of that from Ariana. She was also like the like person who was like, I don't get why they're mad at me. Like, either stand your ground and stick with him and be like, I'm sorry you are upset, and he shouldn't have sent those texts, but this was a major problem, and I don't think you should ever speak to him that way either. Like, she doesn't really stand her ground. She's just always like, this entire episode, she was like, I feel like people are talking behind my back. Like, I feel like she's a person who usually just walks up to that person and says, let's hash this out.
Yeah. Well, I did not pick Ariana.
Let's hear it.
Thinking about it, I want to block Brittany. Mm. And I'm saying this because...
I just want to put her... You know you can, like, pause from seeing people for, like, 30 days?
Mute her.
I want to mute her.
No, I'm going to block Brittany.
I'm just saying.
I don't know how many times I've blocked Brittany, but I honestly want to block her so bad. So she's that bitch that's like, oh my god, it's my wedding. I'm the bride. It's my wedding. We all know I hate that. If I'm drunk at your bachelorette party and I'm having a great time and you're like, we're going to leave because of a sign, I'm so over it. Brittany, listen up. People have opinions on this relationship because it's in the public.
You got to own it.
Everyone, you know, all those A-listers, they all get scrutiny from their relationships. You know what you D-listers should do? Not care, maybe. Also, that sign is fucking hilarious. I would do that with all my friends in relationships.
I'm curious what she would say about it now. Like, knowing that it truly was... Because, like, when she was drunk in the moment and Ariana saying, like, this sign stays the same week to week.
Yeah.
I'm curious if she was like, I'm still upset about it, which I kind of think she would be.
I think she would just want to stand... That's another reason why I don't really like Brittany. I think she would want to just stand her ground for the principle of people shouldn't have an opinion. You know, like,
It's so dumb because it's kind of, like, in a weird way similar to what's going on with Kristen relationship with Stassi, it's like, okay, fine, then just own it and know, like, you're staying in this relationship then. Like, I can't help you anymore.
Yes, but, like...
this is your choice, but this is how we feel.
Yes.
And everybody's gonna say how they feel.
100%.
Especially people who don't know you.
So, Brittany, I have to block you for this week.
We're done.
Sorry.
I'm gonna mute you for 30 days. During the wedding.
That's your blue ribbon of black.
Oh, man.
Well, I think that's it then.
This has been fun.
Leave us reviews and rate, post in the Facebook group.
Rate, review, subscribe. Get in that Facebook group.
It is so fun.
Like, guys, Chris's Corner, it is
I can't wait
a
to
circle because there is always something new.
Chris,
so.
We love you.
We love you, Chris. Goodbye. Thanks so much. Bye, guys.